Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Christine Armadio is the founder of Recovered Living, providing both live-in support and practical online eating disorder recovery coaching. With a 14-year history of an eating disorder, Christy sought treatment in three different countries before finding peace with food and her body. This unique experience led to the creation of putting online platforms to creative use and was the driving force behind the birth of Recovered Living. This heartfelt journey of being comfortable in her own skin has led to an effervescent passion about the notion of being fully recovered as opposed to in recovery. Described as empathetic, quirky, and refreshingly honest, Christy is a qualified therapist in Australia and New Zealand and a certified eating psychology coach in America. She has a rich history of being an elite athlete, an outdoor instructor, and has helped individuals all over the world in their journeys towards recovered. Hi, Christy. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. I'm so excited to share your story. So should we get started?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Yeah, so Recovered Living is just shy of a year old and we're in a process of expansion. So I'm really working on opening up the online side of eating disorder recovery coaching. So it's part of putting the word out internationally that there's support available to people no matter where they live. So it can be recovery coaching, meal support, cooking at home. I just have this vision of really revolutionizing recovery by making it available to everyone, not just geographically, but financially as well. So we've just commenced online group coaching as well, which means that recovery can really be affordable for people.
And how did you get into the Thousand Ripples Effect?
Thousand Ripples Effect is I got contacted by a friend on Facebook who I hadn't been in touch with for probably about 10 years. And she was like, Christy, I saw what you were doing with Recovered Living. And she's like, I saw this and just thought of you. And I checked it out and I was like, this is perfect. It's exactly what I want to be doing.
So what is your story? Where have you actually been to get up to this point?
It's a good question. I had an eating disorder for 14 years in both Australia and New Zealand. And I guess the attitude towards recovery in the Southern Hemisphere is very much, it's not about fully recovering or being fully recovered, but it's about managing your eating disorder. And so I was always taught that I'd always have the thoughts. I might be behavior free, but the thoughts and urges would be there. I just had to manage them. And I really thought that was what recovering from an eating disorder was about. So I was doing, you know, in inverted commas, like great in life. Just I had a job, I had friends, I could travel, but I still had 20% of this eating disorder, I guess, in the back of my mind. And when I was about 27 in New Zealand, I relapsed quite badly. And after being in treatment for a while, they looked at me in the eyes and they said, you know, Christy, this will be the pattern of your adult years. Like, you're a chronic case and, you know, we don't expect that you'll ever fully recover. This is something you have to manage. And at that point in my life, I just thought, well, if that's going to be my life, then I don't want to live it, because it wasn't living. It was just existing and just waiting until the next relapse. And at that point, I was reading a lot of biographies that had come out from America, and it was about these people that had not just in recovery, but had recovered. And I was like, well, they must be doing something right in America. So I Googled eating disorder treatment in America and found this place that talked about being fully recovered. And I called them up and I told them my story and I said, what do you think? And they said, we think you can recover. And that was the first time I'd ever been told that I could fully recover. So I went and spent 7 months in treatment in America. And it wasn't like I walked out recovered. I walked out having an idea of how to recover. And when I went back home to New Zealand, I was living in this very tiny town and the nearest eating disorder therapist was 6 hours drive away. And straight away I was like, oh, this is not going to work. Like, I've just come from this 24/7 treatment bubble to this. And I thought to myself, you know what, I'm going to make it work. So I found a therapist online who I worked with. I found a dietitian online and I used to do meal support with my friends. So lunchtime in New Zealand was dinner time in California. So I'd Facebook my friends from treatment and be like, I need you guys. And we would do like Skype meal support. So I kind of created my own online team. And I had this joke that even if I went to the moon, I could still recover because my team was just, you know, within my laptop. And what happened is some of my friends, you know, have died of an eating disorder. And it doesn't seem fair to me that because people can't afford treatment or because they live in places where they don't have access to treatment, it doesn't seem fair to me that people were dying. And I thought to myself, well, if I can recover in this really isolated part of New Zealand, then surely anyone can recover. And I just had this idea about, well, what if I started something? And so it's a bit of a story, but I actually ended up, I fell off a cliff, literally. I was working for Outward Bound New Zealand and I was teaching like sailing and rock climbing and all these really fun things. And I was out in the bush one day and, long story short, I fell off a cliff. And what happened is it effectively ended my outdoor career because I'd ruined my feet. Like, they're still damaged now and I can't really stand for more than about 20 minutes at a time. So I was needing to look for another job and I was like, this is the time to really start what I want to do. So I started to call. I called places in America, Canada, I even went to Ireland, Australia, and people just weren't interested in this idea of online eating disorder recovery support. They were like, yeah, we just don't feel like it's really going to take off. That's not where our focus is right now. And nobody wanted this idea. And I felt so shut down because I knew in my heart that this was a good idea because it had worked for me. And so I did what I think everybody does when they're a little disheartened with the world, and they went traveling. And I was in Belgium catching this train at like midnight. And I was just thinking to myself, like, what do I do when I get back? I can't use my feet. No one wants my idea. And this little voice in my head just said, well, you should do it yourself. And I mean, it's such an obvious answer, but I kind of, I don't know, it was like a light turned on and I just went, all right. So when I got back to New Zealand, I Googled literally like, how do I start a business? I didn't have any great experience with it. And Google came back with, well, you need a business plan. So I downloaded a business plan template. And the first thing was like, what's your name? And I thought, okay, I can do this. So I put my name in, Christy Amadio. It said, what's the date? And the next thing it said is, what's your executive summary? And I just got so overwhelmed. I just went, I'm just going to go play guitar for 2 weeks. And I got really good at Ben Howard. So it took a long time for me to find the courage to actually go and do something I'd never done before on a big scale. But essentially, I think falling off a cliff was probably the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah. Do you think maybe you've had a couple of tipping points, like one being the cliff and then one being on the train?
Yes, the cliff, the train, absolutely tipping points. And I think also a tipping point was me recovering. It was, I mean, it's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life and it's the thing that I'm proudest of. And so when people say to me, like, what's the thing you're proudest of? I'll always say recovering from an eating disorder, because I always think when someone's recovered, I say beware of someone that's recovered from an eating disorder, because they've got a better sense of self. They know who they are. They've got a better relationship with their body. They're comfortable with food. And so I think those three things would be a really big tipping point.
Yeah. Do you say that they're lightning bolts, or was it a slow rumble leading up to that lightning bolt?
I think it was both. Mm-hmm. Like, I would call you know, the train moment where it was this idea. I'm not someone that gets lightning bolts, you know. I always get envious of people that say they do, but it was just this little voice in my head that said, then do it yourself. And I think, you know, I would definitely call that a lightning bolt, whereas I feel like recovering and falling off a cliff, that was really a slow rumble, because there was certainly ups and downs in that. There's grieving that goes with, I guess, losing, I don't want to sound dramatic because I can still walk, you know, but I guess losing my identity as someone that was an outdoor instructor and, you know, taught those kind of things and lived out in remote places. And now it's like, actually, I need to sit down a lot. And so that was much more of a slow rumble than almost trying to just be like, okay, these are the lemons I've got served, so let's literally make lemonade out of them.
Yeah. Sounds like you've had some challenges to get started. What about now that you have started doing this, have you had challenges where you thought, oh, just don't think I can keep going, just want to throw in the towel?
I think in the beginning, like, I want to touch wood when I say this, but, you know, Recovered Living is, what are we, 10 months old now. And honestly, I am so just grateful and humbled and excited and proud at the first 10 months. Like, it's really just, I think the public has just gone like, yes, this is what we want. This is what we've been waiting for. And it's gone really well. But the Recovered Living from the idea in Belgium to, or the decision to go ahead in Belgium to actually opening our doors, that was a 2-year process. And it wasn't 2 years part-time either. Like, that was 2 years full-time really working to make it happen. And to be honest, fear was such a massive barrier. Because there were nights where I'd lie in bed and just shake and think, what am I doing? Like, I'm starting a business in another country because we've opened in America. And like, who am I to do this? You know, like, I guess in my mind, New Zealand's such a small country and America's such a big country. So I had these thoughts of, who am I? Is it even possible? Is it going to work? I put every cent I had into it and then some. And so my father, he's an accountant. And when I sent him my business plan, he said to me, he said, "You realize this is a big deal, Christy." And I was like, "I know." So fear was huge. I think legal was huge. In America, it's a very different legal situation to in Australia. So having to understand those rules and those laws and figure that stuff out remotely was a big one as well. And I guess the fear of judgment of other people as well. I've definitely had pushback on my idea saying that what I'm doing is taking work away from therapists. And I always want to say to people that know, like I always ask my clients to have a therapist, to have a dietitian, and wear that adjunctive support that I think traditional treatment doesn't offer, such as the practical piece of going grocery shopping, preparing a meal, eating with someone, even like throwing out clothes that don't fit anymore and need to go. Like I've done that online with people. So I really like to say that we're an adjunctive support, but absolutely challenges that felt like throwing in the towel, like no question.
Yeah. So with the challenges, Nat, what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Is it a big vision?
I think partly is that the cards I got dealt with life meant that I almost didn't have a lot of other options that I liked, you know, like I could have gone and worked in a bank or something, you know, which is fine. But that wasn't where my heart was. And so I think what really kept me putting one foot in front of the other was believing in my idea. And as much as I didn't believe in myself at times, I think at times I did, and you know, that kept me going forwards. And I had just beautiful people that believed in me as well. People like Carolyn Costin, she, you know, I told her what I wanted to do and she was like, "I think that's a brilliant idea and you're going to be great at it." And so having other people believe in me and really support me just helped me when I was struggling.
Mm. So what new possibilities have opened up for you?
Really of late, it's the idea of expansion because people have really come on board with what I'm offering. It's become a bigger vision for me in that we've currently got clients in 6 different countries, which I'm really proud of. And so now I'm thinking, well, I've got 3 coaches currently with Recovered Living, but it's like, what if we could get more people who are recovered? What if we could get more people that could offer support? And so my big vision is to have coaches in different countries. By the end of this year, I'd like to have a team of 6 people. That would be ideal. We also do live-ins for people. So when people and needing more support than what's currently available. Like let's say they have a therapist, they have a dietitian, they have a coach, but they're like, you know what? I just can't put all the things together. We'll actually go and live with people. And I just came back from spending a month with someone in Wisconsin. And it was really just gratifying to see someone that had all the traditional treatment before, but to actually sit down and plan a grocery list and then go grocery shopping and come home and make that food. And just have that experience of being in recovery in their own home. Like it gives me goosebumps because I don't think she ever would have been able to have that experience without someone holding her hand like that. Not ever, but I think what we've done is we've fast-tracked her recovery. Yeah. And I mean, that just gives me goosebumps because I get so excited about it.
Oh, that is amazing. And talking about exciting, what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
Ooh, I think the families I get to meet, I feel really humbled that I get invited into people's lives. And since I've started doing live-ins, I've gotten to see so many different families and so many different cultures, even, you know, within America, and we've been out to other countries as well. And I really feel like I have no idea what July looks like for me. I have no idea what July looks like for me. And I think that's what I look forward to, is it could be anything. But also we're opening up groups as well. And part of making recovery affordable is just like, hey, how can we reach people that are already financially strapped? How, because it doesn't seem fair to me that recovery should only be for people that have a certain privilege, I guess, when it comes to money. I'm like, no, that's not fair. And so we've started running groups and they're super affordable. And so I get excited about that, about who else is going to come into Recovered Living. And then can we create a community of people that can support each other? So, I mean, I don't think that's a very specific answer for you, but I just get, I really get excited about the possibilities. It really does feel like just like the possibilities are endless and how big this can get, because it's 2018 now, like the internet's out there, like let's use it for recovery.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. I love it.
Thank you.
All right. Let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
I think I was already talking fast. We'll see how much faster I can go.
It's all good. It doesn't have to be speedy. It's all good. What's your favorite book?
Kite Runner would be my favorite.
Yeah, good one. Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
It was the therapist that I had when I was in treatment. Her name's Anna, and she is just an incredible human being. And I think anyone that meets her is a lucky individual.
Yeah. What about a daily ritual that works best for you?
Eating food. You know, I had an eating disorder for so long. I still get excited now, like, to wake up and have breakfast. And I've been recovered for about 5 years now. But to wake up in the morning and just be like, I like breakfast. You know, it's like eating food saves millions of people's lives every day.
What about the country or the city? Do you like the country or do you like going to the city?
Country.
What about the biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
I think it's a saying that I had on my wall for a very long time. And that saying is life shrinks or expands in proportion to your courage. And I think that's absolutely true.
So last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
You know, to be honest, I don't think I'd change anything. Like, I don't have regrets for what has happened in my life. I honestly just feel really grateful. I really do.
Yeah, that's the best way to be, isn't it? All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Christy. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll leave it there?
Absolutely. So you can find Recovered Living at recoveredliving.com. That's our website, and also Facebook and Instagram as well.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Igniters, Christy is truly amazing and inspiring. She shared her journey from eating disorder to having her own business, Recovered Living, and the courage she needed for that. If you want to find out more about Christy, go to recoveredliving.com and her Facebook and Instagram pages. For more information about how I can help you in your business and life relationships, go to leanneblaney.com.